The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 9, text number 11, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari, recorded on September 13th, 2010, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
So tonight we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 9, text number 11. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Avajananti mangmudha Manushim tanumashritam Parangbhavam majananto Mamabhutamaheshvaram Avajananti mangmudha Manushim tanumashritam Parangbhavam majananto Mamabhutamaheshvaram. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. And since this is a very long report and we're already starting late, we'll go one paragraph at a time and see how far we go. Fools deride me when I descend in the human form. They do not know my transcendental nature as the Supreme Lord of all that be. Purport. From the other explanations of the previous verses in this chapter, it is clear that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although appearing like a human being, is not a common man. The Personality of Godhead who conducts the creation, maintenance, and annihilation of the complete cosmic manifestation cannot be a human being. Yet there are many foolish men who consider Krishna to be merely a powerful man and nothing more. Although he is the original Personality of Godhead as confirmed in the Brahma Samhita, Ishvaraha Padamaha Krishna, he is the Supreme Lord.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sahagana Raguna Tanvita Tam Sajiva Sadaita Zavaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakonvitamscha.
So, it's a fact, some people have a hard time with the idea of Krishna. It's just too personal for them. They prefer some kind of impersonal God that you can just merge into and become. But the difficulty with that is not very satisfying. Some people try to be happy in solitude. But they cannot remain in that solitude. They want some association. So they come out of from that solitude and take up associating with others. So the idea that I shall live in a state of oneness where there's no one else to reciprocate with, it leaves me very lonely ultimately. Therefore, those who embrace the impersonal conception of the Absolute find themselves incomplete in their realization, in their experience of the Absolute. Because in that absolute oneness there is no love. And how can you be happy without love? Everybody wants love. Everyone craves love. So can you can imagine an existence where there is no love? Can that loveless existence be satisfying? No. I want to be loved. I want to give love to my beloved. I want my beloved to reciprocate the love that I'm giving my beloved back to me. I crave a deep, intimate, loving relationship. So, that is the beauty of the Bhagavad Gita. It teaches us the art how to have a deep, loving, intimate relationship with that person who is the source of all existence. And the amazing thing about reviving this original natural state of consciousness is this. That when you open your heart fully to that person who is the source of all existence, then your heart becomes fully open to love every single living entity throughout the entire existence. Even your enemies you can love. Even those who hate you and despise you, you can love them truly within your heart. This is liberation. So this is the great wonder, the great gift of Krishna consciousness. We don't say it's the only type of spiritual perfection. Merging into that oneness, it is also a type of perfection. We accept that principle. It is described in the Vedas as Brahman realization. And higher still is to realize the presence of the Paramatma within your heart. But this Krishna consciousness, it is called Bhagavan realization. One who becomes most perfect in his realization of the Absolute Truth understands the Lord in all of his features.
Този, който постига най-висшето съвършенство в реализирането на абсолютната истина, разбира Бога като
He understands him as Brahman.
Разбира го като комбинация от всички.
He understands him as Paramatma.
Аспекти Браман.
And he understands him as Bhagavan.
И в крайна сметка като Бхагаван, върховната
личност. So if you want the complete, full, total realization of the Absolute,
ако искате пълна, цялостна реализация на Абсолюта,
then you must come to this level, Bhagavan realization. And the Bhagavad Gita is the text which teaches us how to achieve Bhagavan realization. If you want to know how to achieve the highest consciousness, it is not very difficult. You simply study Bhagavad Gita and put it into practice. If you will find those who are perfectly following the Bhagavad Gita and take their association as a guiding principle of your life, you will find it much easier. This is called Sadhu Sangha. The association of the saintly devotees of the Lord. By taking up this association with the devotees, you will get a quick start. You will be greatly helped on your pathway back to the supreme perfection. In India, there is a common practice. The villagers who are riding their bicycle for many long miles, many kilometers to their place of work. They will simply grab a hold of a truck or a bus and this way get a free ride all the way to their place of work. And then coming home in the evening, they will also hitch a ride after a hard day at the work. They will hitch a ride by holding their bicycle. And they've seen the picture on Thought for the Day. Yeah. I tell you, there's one photograph. My disciple, Abhay Charan, he was in India and he took one photograph and he brought it back to me. See, Gurudev, what you're saying is true. Here's the picture. So we don't advise you to ride up to do this in Bulgaria, to take your bicycle and grab a hold of a truck. We don't advise that in Bulgaria. But we do advise you to grab a hold of the lotus feet of advanced Vaishnavas. Just grab a hold of the feet of advanced Vaishnavas. And by that grabbing and holding on very tightly, you see, then you'll find you advance very quickly in Krishna consciousness. And all your material desires, and all your material desires, kiss them goodbye. Goodbye, material desires. I've had enough of you. Now I have only one desire. That is to please Krishna. Do you know there is only one thing you can really possess? Yes, there is only one thing you can truly possess. And that is your Krishna consciousness. Whatever you may have in this world, do you think it is yours? That, my friend, is illusion. Nir mama, nothing is mine, you see. I cannot claim anything as my property.
Нищо в този свят не можем да твърдим, че е наша собственост.
My apartment.
Нито апартамента ни.
My dog.
Нито кучето ни.
My bank balance.
Нито банковата ми сметка.
My girlfriend.
Нито приятелката.
My wife.
Съпругата.
My children.
Децата.
My car.
Моята кола.
Майя. There's only one thing I can claim as my property. Krishna. That is all, Krishna. So whatever degree you possess Krishna by giving yourself to Krishna, to that degree you are the rich man. You see, whatever degree you have not surrendered yourself to Krishna, you are a pauper. I don't care if even you're a multi-billionaire, if you're Bill Gates, doesn't matter, or Steven Jobs, whatever you may be. If you don't have Krishna, you are nowhere. And if you have Krishna, you are the topmost wealthy person in this world. So, we have to learn this art, how to make Krishna our property. And that is by becoming the property of Krishna. You have to see that whatever you consider to be yours now, in your mind, you must offer it to Krishna. My house belongs to Krishna. My wife belongs to Krishna. My husband belongs to Krishna. My children belong to Krishna. My money belongs to Krishna. My guitar belongs to Krishna. Whatever I might have, whatever I think is mine, I must understand it is the property of Krishna. And if it is his property, will I use it for my enjoyment? Can you use someone else's property for your enjoyment? No, it must be used for their enjoyment. So everything is for Krishna's enjoyment, you see, not for my enjoyment. So this is how we capture Krishna. Yat kadoshi yadashnasi yajjahosi dadasi yad yat tapashyashi kaunteya tat kadushva madarpanam. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer or give away, as well as whatever austerities you may perform, do that, O son of Kunti, as an offering unto me. 9:27.
Каквото и да правиш, каквото и да ядеш, каквото и да предлагаш и да даваш, и каквито и въздържания да изпълняваш, прави това, О син на Кунти, като жертва приношение за мен.
So in this way, give yourself completely to Krishna. Understand that the only thing of lasting value in your life is to cultivate Krishna consciousness. Everything else may come and may go, but it will never stay. Every other thing you will lose in due course of time. But whatever Krishna consciousness you have, that is your eternal asset. You will never lose that. So, simply try to awaken this Krishna consciousness within you. Why do I say awaken it? Because you already have it. You are already Krishna conscious. You are already a multi-billionaire. You simply lost your multi-billion dollar fortune. It's lost. Now you have to find out how to reclaim it, that's all.
просто трябва да намерите начин как да си го върнете.
I'm giving you the shovel. I'm telling you where to dig. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If you will chant every day and give up activities which are distracting you from Krishna consciousness, I can guarantee you that very shortly Krishna will become completely your property. And all of your problems will become zero. So I can ask now if there's any questions. Mathura Prabhu?
Когато се говорим с някои други, особено с християни, например, и ние се опитваме по някакъв начин да поповядваме, и обикновено те много често казват, защо вие се поклоняте, например, на божества и на така нататък. Какъв е най-добрият аргумент, за да ги отворим? Те обикновено имат там някакъв текст в Библията, така да кажа, че да, че принципно трябва да се обожават купи и така нататък. И какъв е най-добрият аргумент, с който може да ги отвориш?
You mentioned about Steve Jobs, and he has heard that he visited some Hare Krishna programs, mm-hmm. if you can comment on this. And the other thing is that when we talk with Christians, and their argument is that we are worshipping the deities, and this is like idol worship, so What is the best argument?
Yes, Steve Jobs, when he used to be a hippie before he started Apple Computer Company.
Steve Jobs was a hippie before he started a company called Apple Computers.
He had no money. He was just a broke hippie.
He didn't have money. He just was
a in Seattle, Washington. And he used to walk once a week. He'd go across town to the Hare Krishna temple and get a decent meal on Sunday, you know. Dina Vande Prabhu, my godbrother, was the president. He remembers this Steve, this hippie named Steve Jobs, who used to come there.
Remembers him.
Little did we know that he would, you know, be feeding it. This person is going to become one of the, you know, huge pioneer in the computer world, the personal computer. You know, the iPod, the iPhone, these are all Stephen Jobs, you see. And he got this empowerment from Prashadam, you see. So next time you look at a personal computer, you think, well, the Prashadam is part of this coming into being. The iPod, the iPhone, Prashadam helped to bring this into being, Krishna Prashadam. He actually was giving at Stanford University in California, a big prestigious university. He was giving at the graduation day. The graduation is called the commencement address. He was speaking to all the students, and he told them how he used to walk across town to get the prasadam once a week. He said, "I loved it."
Стамфордския университет на завършването той такава имал реч, в която им казал всъщност, разказал им как ходил в храма и приемал парсала и казал, че много просто много.
And if a Christian tells you that Jesus, the Krishna is the devil, then you can ask him, do you mean to say that Jesus, the Jesus is the son of the devil?
Ако един християнин ви каже, че Кришна е дявол,
how can you say such a blasphemous thing against Lord Jesus? Ask them. How can you blaspheme Lord Jesus that he's the son of the devil? Why are you being so offensive against Lord Jesus to say he's the son of the devil? I would ask them that. Because Jesus says he's the son of God and Krishna says he's God the Father. So if you say that Jesus is the son of the devil, then you're saying that God the Father is a devil. How you can say such an offensive thing? And tell him, well, I think you're the devil. If you talk that way about Jesus and that Jesus is the son of the devil, I think you're the devil. Another controversial one. Let me see, anybody else have a question? This is our time, it's limited. I mean, I can go on for hours, but I go ahead. No one else's hand is up.
Аз се опитвам да разбера как едно твърдение на моят хомчето, което той много силно застъпва в книгите си, не е противоречиво. Това е твърдението, че за мен рязкото сектант със сектантското си съзнание виждам и спомнито. Всички знаят, че аз съм малко фанатик в този смисъл и аз виждам Искон като единствената най-вища дарма, го кажем по този начин. И представител на най-вища дарма в западния свят, по-просто. И опитвайки се да разбера това, стигнах до заключението, защото мога да кажа, всички религии всъщност, нали, те по някакъв начин представят Бога. И се опитах да го разбера по този начин, че всъщност в свещените писания, в Бхагавад Гита, в Шримад Бхагаватам, има предвръчени много начини, по които човек може да постигне освобождение. В Бхагавад Гита Кришна казва, ако човек разбере моята трансцендентална природа, природата на моята трансцендентална дейност и появяние, нали, така личност вече нали, не се връща в материалния, вече не се ражда в материалния свят. В Шримад Бхагаватам пише, че ако човек подари Шримад Бхагаватам в нощно пълнолуние, пак получава освобождение. Има още много начини, нали? Само примери за данните за тълможенщото и причините
поглед. Ти вече не знам за това. Не, аз чекам да го резюмираш накрая.
Освобождението е нещо лесно. В смисъл, поне според Шастра има много начини. Но Искон, и човек може да го постигне в някоя друга религия, в някой друг религиозен път, ако е искрен в този религиозен път и следва практиката, установена от Ачарята. Но Искон проповядва точно това, да притежаваме Кришна, чиста любов към Кришна, която отваря вратите на Голока Вриндавана, които по принцип са затворени. И човек може да постигне чиста любов към Кришна. И това е ценността на Искон. Това ли е правилното разбиране или това са някаква моя спекулация?
Еха, децата.
Чинтамалила бързо.
Okay, what's the question?
Ми първо, ако може да
ами първо,
колкото може да все пак да се разбереш, от всеки път задаш някакъв друг въпрос и накрая те отговаря на друг
въпрос. Аз задавам друго. Ми първо, заповядай. Аз наистина не мога да се справя. Съжалявам. Не мога да предам това. Sorry, I cannot. I cannot translate so long. So
no, you give short questions.
So he can.
You sutra is your question.
Okay, my spiritual master says that we should not be sectarian and we should connect to the consciousness of religious people and we should see that sincere religious people can eventually be spiritual, actually be spiritual. So I have sectarian thinking. I'm thinking that ISKCON is the sublime organization on the planet, and I was trying to.
Why do you think that's sectarian? That's not sectarian.
I don't know.
That's not sectarianism.
I was trying to explain to myself how could this not be controversial. So I thought that in Shastra there are many ways that Krishna and Shastra say that you can get liberation, but and eventually someone may get liberation. Liberation might not be that hard to get, but what ISKCON is giving through Prabhupada and Gaur Nithai is the pure love for Krishna that you cannot get anywhere else.
Yeah, we are not teaching a sectarian concept here. That's if you think this is sectarianism, you've not understood Prabhupada's mission.
I said my consciousness.
ние не преповяваме сектанство, така сме го. Това не е мисията на Прабхупад.
I said my passion is sectarian. I'm not saying anyone is Christian. I'm sectarian. I have sectarian consciousness. It's not with the movement, or it's not with you or anyone.
Yeah, well, that means that you're still identified with your body. One who is in bodily consciousness, they will naturally take up sectarian consciousness.
Тези, които са в телесно съзнание и не разбират, че не са това тяло, те по естествен начин ще приемат и сектантско съзнание.
But one who understands the transcendental nature of pure love of God, they will never have a sectarian understanding of it.
Трансценденталната природа на чиста любов към Бога никога няма да има сектантско разбиране.
So my question was, do I properly understand that ISKCON is the way that we can get pure love for God?
And we never say that. Prabhupada never said ISKCON is the only way. He never said. He said pure devotional service is the only way. ISKCON happens to be the only institution on this planet which is teaching pure devotional service in the most powerful, purest way.
Така се случва, че ИСКОН е единственото общество на тази планета, което проповядва чиста любов.
Therefore, we recommend ISKCON for those who are serious to achieve pure devotional service.
По най-ефективен начин. Затова ние препоръчваме ИСКОН за тези, които са сериозни да постигнат.
We never say that you have to be an ISKCON to become a pure devotee.
Ние никога не сме казвали и не казваме, че трябва да си в ИСКОН, за да станеш чист правилно. Да.
We say, if you want pure devotional service, this is the best place to get trained how to get it.
Ние казваме, че ако искате чисто правилно служене, ИСКОН е най-доброто място, което може да бъдете обучени, за да го получите.
It's like the stock exchange. If you want to buy and sell stocks, the best place is the stock exchange.
Както ако искате да продавате или да купувате стоки, най-доброто място е стоковата борса.
So this is the stock exchange of devotional service. This is where bhakti is going on thick and heavy at every minute.
Това е място, където бхакти и предаността става все по се сгъстява и става все по.
You ever been to the stock exchange?
Бил ли си някога на стокова борса?
Or seen movies?
Гледали си филми?
It's very intense. They're yelling out prices. It's so passionate. You couldn't believe it.
Там е много интензивно, много голяма страст.
So this is the stock exchange of pure devotional service, you see. There's so much buying and selling going on here. This is called Namahat. ISKCON has an exclusive license for Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Namahat.
ISKCON има така изключителен лиценз за Namahat.
You may go somewhere else to get Nam, but you're not going to get. Here's where you're going to get everything. Here you will get the name, you'll get the sadhus, you get the scripture, you get guru. Here you get every facility you need to become a pure devotee. It's right here.
Тук ще получите всички възможности и улеснения, за да станете чисти прямо да е всичко ще получите.
You can get a little bit from the Bible, a little bit from the Quran, and a little bit from the I Ching even, you know.
Може да получите по-малко от Библията, от Корана.
You can get a little here, a little there, but it's all scattered and it's very hard to put all the pieces together.
От различни места може да получите по-малко, но е трудно да се сгуби пъзела.
But here, it's here in one package, neatly tied up. It's called turnkey self-realization system. You just turn the key and boom, everything is there. You got everything you need. Sadhus, shastra, cuisine, dress style, lifestyle, everything, guru, everything is there. In one package, neatly packaged by Prabhupada. Nobody else has this. We don't say they don't have anything. They all have little, many of them have little bits and pieces of pure devotional service. But it's not very clear, it's not very organized, it's not very concise. And therefore it gets, when they talk about pure bhakti, they mix it up with karma mishra bhakti, for example. But here we know distinctly how to draw the line between pure shuddha bhakti and karma mishra bhakti. You won't find that anywhere else. So unless one understands clearly what is the distinction between karma mishra bhakti and shuddha bhakti, one will make advancement, but his advancement will be very slow if he tries to take up the path of bhakti. So we don't say they don't have it. We just say they don't have it clearly. But we have it very clearly from Prabhupada. Therefore, one who wants to achieve pure bhakti in this lifetime, we recommend they come to ISKCON. Otherwise, it will take them many lifetimes. But they, it's not that they don't have it, anything at all. We never said. The Christians, they have that very nice hymn. You've heard that hymn, the Hallelujah chorus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. God the omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's beautiful. It's a wonderful glorification of God. In the whole hall, you have a whole big cathedral full of people singing that with the organ. It just makes your hair stand on end. It's so nice. We don't decry them. But then they go to McDonald's hamburgers after the service, you see. Because they don't have the complete understanding of the system. So they make a little progress, but then they go backwards again. So they don't, their progress is very slow. We never criticize their devotion. Whatever devotion they have is very good. We encourage them. I'm very impressed to this very day by the Muslims. Bowing down five times a day to Mecca, I very much appreciate the Muslim people. So in this way, we find Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He said the Salvation Army. You've heard of the Salvation Army? Do they have? He said the Salvation Army band is a manifestation of Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement. They were doing Sankirtan in the West long before Prabhupada arrived, actually. Singing their hymns on Christmas, you know, banging the drums. So we appreciate the Salvation Army men. They were on the streets glorifying God before we were here in the West. So we feel love for them and appreciate their bhakti that they have, you see. But we understand how they don't have the complete package. They only have a little piece of it. So we're not being sectarian at all. We distinguish between pure bhakti and karma mishra bhakti. One has to make distinctions. Between, just like a jeweler has to distinguish between pure gold and impure gold. Is the jeweler being sectarian? So this is pure gold and this is not pure gold? No, the jeweler has to make distinction, otherwise he'll be cheated. So if we do not distinguish between pure bhakti and karma mishra bhakti, we will be cheated. And if we don't train people in the difference between pure bhakti and shuddha and karma mishra bhakti, they will be cheated also. So it is our duty to train people how to distinguish between pure bhakti and mixed bhakti, rich with fruitive activities. Is that clear?
Yeah.
Any other question? Yes.
Have you heard about the teachings of Peter Dunov in Bulgaria, which is the most prominent teaching created by Bulgarians?
Is a Christian?
Християнско учение ли? Може ли така
да се каже?
He was ostracized from the church. He was ostracized from
the
church.
Orthodox.
Yes, but he's following Jesus actually. He's at least what he says. Yeah.
Okay, what's the question?
So the question is: have you heard about this? His teachings.
Have I heard?
Have you heard? Yeah.
No, I've never heard of it. Outside of Bulgaria, he's practically no one ever heard of him.
Извън България, може би почти никой не е чул.
But if you tell me what his teachings are, I can tell you where he's right and where he's wrong.
Но ако ти кажеш какви са неговите учения, аз мога да ти кажа къде той е прав и къде е греши.
Основните така да кажем, принципи на неговото учение се завъртат около божествената истина, божествената любов и божествената мъдрост.
The basic principles of his teachings are around the divine truth, divine love, and divine.
Well, we agree and we accept the principle of divine love and divine truth.
Да, ние приемаме принципите на божествена истина, божествена любов, and divine wisdom. Mm-hmm. Also, divine wisdom.
Yes, and divine wisdom. We also accept that principle.
Да, приемаме тези принципи. Да.
Divine love, truth, and wisdom. Very good. We agree. We agree there is divine truth, there's divine love, and divine wisdom.
Съгласни сме, че има божествена истина, божествена любов и божествена мъдрост.
Okay.
They are vegetarians, and they were chased by the communists. The followers. Of
they're vegetarians and chased by the communists. I'm immediately, the more I hear, the more I like them.
Колкото повече чувам за тях, толкова повече ми харесва.
Всички без изключение се купуват багаги.
And they like the teachings of Krishna also.
Now I like them even more. Invite them here. Bring them, all of them. Come here, and I want to meet all of them. Bring them all here tomorrow night, okay? Bring all your friends from that movement here. I'll be happy to meet all of them. And we have a lot in common, I'm sure.
Бобчи Стания показва, че той ще отиде, ще се прави само при този, който има 100 хиляди.
Свети имена.
Във връзка с появяването на...
Свети имена, нали? Който повтаря всеки да повтаря. Това имаш преди.
Обаче става въпрос за 100 хиляди имена, но... Да, за 100 хиляди имена става въпрос.
Може би не знаете.
Да. И във връзка с това... Доколкото знаем, Кришна единствено се Шива Прахупада е направил това изключение да са 16 крива, което са около 25 хиляди имена. Означава ли, че това само с Шива Прахупада действително има Кришна такова изключение?
Само за Шива Прахупада или за неговото движение, за неговите последователи?
Да, и искон. Да, и искон.
It is said in the Shastra that Lord Chaitanya will reveal himself only to one who is chanting 100,000 holy names per day.
Where is that stated in the scripture?
Къде се казва, в кое писание?
В Гауранга.
Читание Бхагават. Читание Бхагават.
All right.
And but we know that Srila Prabhupada he diminished the standard to 16 rounds, which is about 25
1,000 holy names per day. So is it just the mercy of Krishna is going through Prabhupada and
by Prabhupada's mercy, even if you chant 16 rounds a day, you can see Krishna.
Да, по милостта на Шрила Прабхупада, дори да мантрувате по 16 кръга на ден, може да видите Кришна.
Just see how much we're depending on Prabhupada's mercy.
Виждате ли колко зависимо от милостта на Прабхупада?
Next question.
Следващия въпрос. He asks me to quote one purport of Srila Prabhupada in Chaitanya Charitamrita when he says that one should regularly chant the names of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda before chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. This is from the Adilila, 8th chapter.
So yeah, this is in our kirtan, yes. We routinely do that in our kirtan, yeah. But Prabhupada never told us to chant the Panchatattva mantra on japa. They even asked him about that. He said, no, that's not for japa.
Те са го питали, той казал не.
Не да ли чан Хари Панчататва Джапа? Не.
Не, така че мантруваме.
If you want to increase your chanting, chant more Hare Krishna Japa.
Ако човек иска да увеличи броя на кръговете, да мантрува Хари Кришна Джапа.
I just read it today in the Vedabase. Today I was reading it. It's very quote from Prabhupada. Днес го четох
този цитат в Vedabase.
Нали се казва, че всъщност човек не може да... Как беше? Да възпява чисто Хари Кришна Махамантри и затова се трябва да се повтаря Гауранга Нитянанда. Всъщност Гауранга Нитянанда, за което пак ще говори, това трябва да се повтаря.
It is set in this section and this purpose that one cannot chant purely the Hare Krishna Mahamantra unless he takes shelter of the names of Lord Chaitanya. Lord.
Yes, so we chant that every morning at Mangalarti. You have Mangalarti at your home every day?
Yes.
Yeah. We begin our day. We after off in our I know when we observe Mangalarti. We chant the we've chanted Garvastika and Prabhupada's Pranam mantra, and then we chant the Panchatattva mantra. So at the beginning of the day, even before we before we chant Hare Krishna, yes, that's a bit.
Да, сутрин когато правим Мангаларти, след като изправим молитвите към духовния учител, първото нещо повтаряме имената на Бог Чайтанья Нитянанда, Панчататтва мантра, преди да повтаряме Хари Кришна.
If you want to chant the mantra, you know, once before you start your Hare Krishna, you can do that. But Prabhupada did not do them.
Може също когато повтаряте
кръговете. We're already by taking up this movement. You see, we're already worshiping Panchatattva 24 hours a day by taking up the Sankirtan movement. The point is, you have to always be chanting the Panchatattva mantra by your thought, words, and deeds 24 hours a day. That's when your Hare Krishna chanting will be potent.
Вече като сме част от това движение, ние обожаваме Панчататва 24 часа на ден, като приемаме санкиртана на движението.
Papa didn't introduce a system that when we chant our japa, we first chant the Panchatattva mantra first. He didn't do that when he engaged us in chanting japa.
Шрила Прабхупада не ни е ангажирал в такива повтаряне на
But he engaged us in worshiping Panchatattva.
Но той ни е ангажирал в обожание на Панчататва.
That was the whole art. In the old days, all the deities were, we had no deities of Radha Krishna. All the temples were Panchatattva temples. Everything was centered on Lord Chaitanya. When Vishnu John Swami came to Austin, all he had, the only altar we had was a little black and white picture of Lord Chaitanya in the Panchatattva cut out from Bhaktivedanta magazine. That little big black and white photograph. So everything was Panchatattva in those days. It was all Lord Chaitanya worship. The whole mood was Lord Chaitanya's movement. So we were always meditating and worshipping Lord Chaitanya. That's why the chanting of Hare Krishna was potent.
Това движение е движението на Бог Чайтанья и ние винаги медитирахме върху Бог Чайтанья, затова и движението е толкова могъщо.
за Гауранга Нитянанда. Питание на Гауранга Нитянанда отделно.
He's asking what about just because Prabhupada says that we should regularly chant the names of Gauranga and Nityananda.
Yeah, well, we do it in the kirtan. We chant the Panchatantra mantra. He never told us to. He told specifically not to chant it on Japa beads. He said no. Specifically said no when he was asked about them. He didn't like these concocted mantras either. Devotees going nittai 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 gor nittai gor nittai gor 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 nittai nittai nit. All these concocted mantras. Prabhupada really, he didn't even like devotees chanting so much nittai gor hari bor. Just the Panchatantra mantra. This is what he wanted. So we know the standard that Prabhupada established because we were here when Prabhupada was doing it. We were attending the programs that Prabhupada was there. We all worship Prabhupada. We chanted Japa with Prabhupada. We chanted the kirtan with Prabhupada. We know what Prabhupada wanted because we were there with him doing it. We saw practically what Prabhupada wanted and what Prabhupada approved by being with him.
И виждахме, бидейки с него, виждахме какво иска и какво одобрява. И джапа и киртан, всичко.
You can hear the original tape. Prabhupada chanted Vandeham, and then he chanted the Panchatantra mantra 3 times, and then Hare Krishna. It's right there on the kirtan tape. You can hear exactly how Prabhupada did. So instead of trying to concoct some new program that that Prabhupada didn't introduce, let's just take what Let's take the instructions he gave and understand it in terms of what he showed us practically of how to practice Krishna consciousness. That is the proper understanding. Any other questions? Okay. Well, all right, one last one.
Гяна с бхакти, крайният резултат не е бхакти, а е съответно карма, гяна или какво беше, или йога. Как би коментирал съм това? Значи обикновено се казва, че правиме каквото правиме, нали да има малко бхакти, обаче всъщност Прабхупада казва, че крайният резултат няма да е бхакти, а ще бъде карма, или гяна, или йога.
Sometimes it is said that if we add a little bhakti to whatever we are doing, this thing will reach perfection. But in a purport to 9th canto, Srila Prabhupada says that if we mix bhakti with karma or with jnana or with yoga, the end result will not be bhakti, but it will be the other thing, respectively karma, jnana or yoga. So can you elaborate on this?
Yeah, it really depends on the mood. Are you trying to please Krishna or trying to please your senses? You're trying to please Krishna, then you can engage your propensities. And Arjuna had a propensity to be a warrior also.
Ако се опитваш да удовлетвориш Кришна, можеш да ангажираш своите склонности, както Арджуна има склонност да бъде воин.
He engaged that in Krishna. The real thing is under the direction of the spiritual master or senior devotees.
Наистина това трябва да се прави под наставлението на духовен учител или старши преводач.
That's the real thing.
Това е.
If you will engage your propensities under the direction of guru or Diksha Guru, Siksha Guru, if you will engage your propensities under the direction of spiritual master, then you know you're becoming purified.
Ако ти ангажираш своите склонности под наставленията на гуру, дикша или шикша, ти знаеш, че се пречистваш.
In other words, if you can please your spiritual master by the way you're engaging your propensities in Krishna's service, then you are making advancement. But if by doing so you're displeasing your spiritual master, but you insist on doing it because it's your propensity.
Но ако ти правиш това и не удовлетворяваш духовния учител, но настояваш да продължаваш да го правиш,
защото
твоите склонности по този начин ти се
отказваш. Pleasing the spiritual master is more important than satisfying your urge to act in a certain way.
Да се удовлетвори духовният учител е по-важно от това да удовлетвориш своя потик да действаш по определен начин.
So you have to see if you're pleasing your spiritual master or not. That's a... That's where you draw the line. Is Guru Maharaj pleased? Is he not pleased?
The devotees are saying that it's too much just interaction between you and him.
So, you know, the Vaishnavas are not pleased by all of you. Too many questions from your side. Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's kind of like personal conversation just between you. Yeah.
No, it's actually a very good philosophical. His question was a good philosophical question based on Shastra. So I don't find that it was objectionable. I don't think it was objectionable. But I think it may be a little bit esoteric for everybody. No, his question was actually good. He was bringing two points from Prabhupada's teachings that appeared to be. Maybe you didn't really understand, and it died when you felt left out. But actually, his question was a good one. I don't object to the question. But I think it's better that you ask us a question, so you can bring it back to you. Now you can ask a question. Because I think too many questions from one person.
My question was, how a family man, така ли иначе, както казва Палада Махарадж, намираме се по обяснените вълни на живота, и твърде трудно е да успеем да се концентрираме, въпреки че следваме, да кажем, твърдо практиката. Има ли други методи, които човек може да ползва, за да се концентрира наистина в Кришна съзнание, освен това, което е дадено в шастрите? И нещо отличен опит, в смисъл. Защото все пак нещата, особено в България, са твърде трудни, като тъткал, както се казва. Затова моят въпрос е такъв, дали наистина има и други начини, които могат да помогнат човек да се концентрира наистина върху Кришна съзнание, много сериозно. Освен всичко, което шасти. Като личен опит.
He's asking about the situation, for example, a family man. Although, you know, he's following all the, you know, the process as it is given, but it sometimes is very difficult, you know, in our situation to concentrate on Krishna consciousness. So are there any other helpful methods to
the best tip is to rise early in the morning and have a strong program of sadhana before sunrise. That's the best thing.
Най-добрият съвет е човек да става рано сутрин и да има добра програма преди изгрев слънце.
Just like you charge your mobile phone before you leave your house so it doesn't go dead during the day.
Както си зарежеш мобилен телефон преди да излезеш от къщи, за да не падне батерията.
You need to rise early and chant 16 good rounds before sunrise, and then you'll be really charged up.
Когато станеш рано сутрин и преди изгрев слънце мантруваш добри 16 кръга, ще бъдеш много заряден.
But if you get up after the sunrise, you know, you struggle, I gotta hurry, I'm getting ready for work, you know, you run to the shower, take a little bit of shatam, you know, try to chant a little bit while you're driving to work or something, chant a little bit here on your lunch break, you know, and where is my Krishna consciousness? You may wonder.
Ако станеш късно и след това бързаш вече за работа и се опитваш се да правиш някакви неща тук, там, къде ти е Кришна съзнанието?
You need to have a time of day that only belongs to Krishna and nobody else. No one messes with that time. That's Krishna's time.
Време през денонощието, когато само между тебе и Кришна, никой друг не се намесва.
Go to bed early at night, as early as possible.
Да си лягаш колкото е възможно по-рано вечер.
And get up as early as you can. When I'm at my home base in Austin, I get up at 2:30 every morning.
В Austin, там където е щаб-квартирата ни, ставам
So I can have a good time for some japa, good time for some writing, good time for some puja, everything. So I'm not saying you have to get up at 2:30, but I'm just saying you should get up, definitely have to get up before sunrise. What time do you get up in the morning usually?
About 5-6 o'clock.
5 o'clock. How many rounds do you finish before sunrise?
Presently he's not working, so he can finish his rounds without problem in the morning.
So now you have your Krishna consciousness is doing pretty well now that you're not working?
Yes, definitely, because he has a lot of time to read.
But you're wondering about when you get a job again, how you're going to be Krishna conscious then, is that what you're wondering?
We will see what Krishna will arrange. He doesn't know.
If you get one. The whole point is you have to desire Krishna consciousness very, very intensely. You have to learn how to desire it. You have to be totally convinced that only Krishna consciousness can make you happy and nothing else. And if you have that conviction burning in your heart, you will always prioritize Krishna consciousness over everything else. And if you can always make that discrimination at every minute between Krishna, what's good for your Krishna consciousness and what is not, then you'll have no trouble whether you have no job, whether you have a job. No matter what you're doing, you can always be in good consciousness. You simply have to be fully convinced that only Krishna consciousness can make me happy, nothing else. Hare Krishna. So our time now is 8:30. We'll definitely cut it now. And we thank you all, wonderful souls, for coming here tonight. I think there's some prasadam. I have some prasadam here also. Who's gets this? Just a general toss or one? I just have a general toss on this, wherever it gets it, you know. All right. That's all that. Raja Vidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai.